Oh, good evening, campers. Randall Burns here. Just dropping in to relate to you a little experience that I had working on a gig. I'm a pretty important dude, so I'd like to make a few requests, and I was just pleasantly surprised at how easily this gig that I worked for came through on them. Basically, what happened, initially, I requested an extremely wide, extremely shallow stage area, hopefully wedged between the tin fence and the front row. That was no problem. How about a performance area, just as I described, but minus the actual stage, and instead be located on the rough, uneven pavement where we're constantly interrupted by transients? That'd be all right. Might I be so bold, I continued, as to hope for a troop of 45 teenage girls to perform some acrobatic cheerleading stunts, and they'd perhaps share this space and incur, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 injuries every time they went out. That'd ensure, of course, that any complaints from me, myself, would have me branded as some kind of a prima donna, and it'd help to keep me to the party line and make sure I was a company man right through to the end. Now, I inquired about the ease with which a slightly racist, short-shorted sheep racing expert might load up behind me during some of the more sensitive portions of the show, and this, to my surprise, was as good as done. My timid queries, they gained reassured momentum, I will have you know. So I continued. I asked, will there be technical issues? Can the log drums, 100 meters over there, can they be amplified way beyond a comfortable volume, even at this distance? Can you arrange for a Segway, one of those new bicycle things, to do donuts right behind me for key portions of the show? Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I gotta tell you, the increasingly positive and accommodating answers thrilled me to the core. I was ticking items off my show writer bucket list at a pretty awesome pace. I asked about rain. The answer was yes. A radio interference? Oh, of course. Now, caught up in a frenzied vortex of rock star type requesting, I got a little crazy. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I remembered fantastic and hitherto unrealistic dreams of tumbling backwards into the fence, crushing my guitar stand, and soiling my drip-dry slurry pants in a brooding cocktail of chainsaw oil, corn dog sauce, and sawdust. Gloriously, this could be arranged. And indeed, there was a vat of this goop already in production. I wondered if the blacksmiths over there in the foundry tent, yep, the ones just there, in the area where a lesser event would have built a stage, I wondered if they could hammer steel really loud during my entire performance. Actually, it would be really great if they could stop briefly, just for the 15 seconds around the time I delivered a hammering-related joke. Sweet as, is what they told me. At this point, I gambled. Can a retarded old man with an AM radio walk achingly slow between the back of my unicycle and the fence, once about a meter or so behind me? Really? Yes? He can? By this stage, I was emotional. Finally, I asked if I could slip somebody $50 to make sure that the green room would be all locked up when I finally finished my last show. It can? Good shit. Now, I could go on, but I don't want to brag about my respect and status in this industry. This was just another gig, living up to the dreams that so many of us know and live every day. I'll leave you by saying that if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. And then pay at the cashier. And no, you don't get a bag unless you paid for one at the cashier. And no, sorry, it's too late to pay now. You'll have to go around the outside and come in the front again. This is Ronald Burns, and this has been just another day in my world.